Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation is taking the floor today during the first plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament under the presidency of the Syrian Arab Republic. Syria's assumption of this role takes place only pursuant to Rule 9 of the CD's Rules of Procedure and reflects the monthly rotation among members of the conference begun in January 1979. New Zealand's support for multilateral rules of procedure is part and parcel of our support for global rules and norms and our complete condemnation of those who flout them. We again call on Syria to meet fully all the rules of international law and especially in current circumstances of international humanitarian law. We condemn in the strongest terms the gross and systematic violations of international human rights law and serious violations of international humanitarian law, including the use of chemical weapons. The Syrian conflict continues to be characterized by a total disregard for civilian lives. The continued attacks on medical units and medical personnel are serious violations of international humanitarian law. We call for the full implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 2286, as well, of course, as full compliance with the Chemical Weapons Convention. In recent years, New Zealand has made plain its concern that the Conference on Disarmament has not been able to live up to its mandate to negotiate multilateral disarmament agreements and has not, therefore, for a number of decades now, met the international community's expectations of it. New Zealand would be the first to support and welcome any change to the conference's rules of procedure, which was able to facilitate the CD being able to get down to work in accordance with its mandate. However, we are not aware that any change to the rules is under consideration at present. Accordingly, as part of our general support for the ordered conduct of multilateral business, New Zealand will continue to fully respect the conference's rules of procedure, including its monthly rotation of presidency. We do so as part of our strong and long-standing support for multilateralism and for the search for multilateral solutions to global problems. Thank you.